Okay. So let us get started. With Derech Klal, I will be saying Shir every day at 11:30. There's no way I can continue to say Shir on Zoom to the Kollel and in person to the Bochrim simultaneously. So if the Bochrim are at 12:30, so then Kollels have to be 11:30 or some other time that people think will be convenient for them. We're going to be beginning a brand new Inyan, and an Inyan that is self-contained in many sense. Masech Teshuas and Masech Nedarim. And the Pasuk says in Matos that the two separate things, each ki yud neder la'Hashem o yishov ha'shvua. There's neder and there's shvua. And we will be dealing with the psukim. Let's first take a look at the Pasuk in Aseres Hadibros. Pasuk in Aseres Hadibros says, Lo sisu shem Hashem elokecho la'shov. Now, what does this mean? First of all, it has nothing to do with being Motzish. Many people think it has to do with being Motzish Shem Shemayim Levatola. It has nothing to do with being Motzish Shem Shemayim Levatola. Motzish Shem Shemayim Levatola, if there is such an Isser, we'll have to get into it, comes from a different pasuk. The Gemara in Temura Davdal Romer Aleph says, Le Yiras Hashem Hanichbal Vahanora Hazeh. And Vehifla Hashem Es Makosto. So, if you take, we will take a look shortly in the Rambam under the mitzvah Yerushamayim. There are two dinim in Yerushamayim. To be Yorei Me'akodesh Baruch Hu, but the positive of Yiras Hashem Hanichbal, to be Yorei also from the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be Yorei from the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is being Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatola. You're treated like nothing. The only Rishon who says there's no such thing as an Issur being Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatola is the way Rashi in Temura Davdal and Amar Aleph learns the sugi there. The Gemara in Makis, we discuss this when we learn Makis, talks about the union of using Shem Hashem when you greet someone. We learn it from Boaz. He said, Hashem Yimochem Gibor Echayel. And what do we learn from Boaz? All Rishon, with the exception of Rashi, say we learn there's a heter. You can use Shem Shemayim when you greet someone. And it's not being Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatola. Rashi says there's no Issa, says there's a Chiyuv to you, Shem Shemayim, when you greet someone. So Rashi asks the question, how will we Mekayim that Chiyuv today? He says, since Shalom is one of the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so when we say Shalom Aleichem, what does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's peace should be upon you. And we're Mekayim the mitzvah of using Shem Shemayim to greet someone. I know many people, they like to say Good Shabbos. I know my grandmother, Aleha Shalom, because of her father, used to, when she greeted someone on Shabbos, would say Shabbos Shalom. And that's an old Talmidei Agra had that meaning, to say Shabbos Shalom, to greet someone with the Shem Hashem. But so what is Lo Sisu Shem Hashem Lo Kecho La'ashov? So if you take a look here in the Ramban or Rashi says, Kamo Adetema Ezehu Shuashov. There's a separate issue of Shuashov. We'll see there are four types of Shuos. There's a Shuas Bitoy, which we'll discuss shortly. There's a Shuas Shav, Shuas HaPikadnon, and Shuas HaEdos. We're not immediately going to be dealing with Shuas HaPikadnon and Shuas HaEdos. What are they? Shuas HaPikadon, sometimes people get confused with Shuas HaShomer. That's not what it's about. Shuas HaPikadon is I can come up to you with any tefillas moment in the world. You owe me $100 that you borrowed from me 15 years ago. You owe me, you damaged this. Your car ran into my, any tefillas moment that you have, and you say, and therefore you owe me X. And the person answers, I don't owe you. He says, I'm mashbia you on the topic that you owe me. He says, I don't owe you. The moment he says, I am mashbia, and you answer, I don't owe you, it's as if you took a shvua that you do not owe him money. That is a shvua sapikadon. And it's a whole separate parsha. It's the geneva's momon al yedei shvua, the Gemara considers. The shvua says, I have a tefillas moment against Reuven. I go up to Shimon and Levi and say, you are Edim. And they say, no. I said, I'm mashbia you to come to Beis Din and to say Edus. And they say, ain onu yodim l'cha Edus. So that's considered a shvua that they do not know Edus. And that's a shvua's Edus. Shuas Hayes is the fourth parak in Shuas. Shuas Hayes is the fifth parak. Now we're talking about Shuas Bitoy. What is Shuas Bitoy? There's a Mishmah Dav Chavtev Samar Aleph. Zer Shuas Shav. And that's not a Shuas Bitoy. Shuas Shav is the low sasay in the Torah. So what does Rashi say? Zer Shuas Shav. L'shanus is a Yodua. Omid shall aven shu shall zohov. Zehanishba l'chinom ulehevel. Al shall eitz. Eitz v'aleven. So there's a shvua shav that it's a meaningless shvua. So Rashi says, what is a meaningless shvua? If I say, take a rock, and I say it's a piece of wood, it's outright sheker. And that it's clear and obvious to everyone that it's outright sheker. That's a shua shav. The Rambam has another version. Allah eight shua waits. I take a rock and I say, I take a shua, this is a rock. It's a shua shav. And something again, it's unnecessary, totally unnecessary to take a shua. There are two other shuas. There's a shua that nishba levatalas hamitzvah. Person would take a shua, I will not eat matzah the first night of Pesach. I will eat nevedos and treifas. That is a shua shav. There's a fourth type of shua shav. That he takes a shua that he will do something that it's impossible to do. Says, Amasha alaraki, I'll go out the window, I'll fly up to the moon. There's no way you can walk out the window and fly up to the room on the moon. That is a shvua that's impossible to be makayim. So those are the four types of shvua shav. Now, if I take a shvua, for instance, shlo ishon gimel yomim, I won't sleep for 3 days. It's impossible. No human being can go 3 days without sleep. He'll fall asleep automatically. So Morris says, Malkin also, and give him Malkus for Yashin Alter. The Shua wasn't Chal. Anything that's impossible for you to be Makayim, the Shua is not Chal, and you get Malkus. Now, here there's a very big Chiddush. The Chiddush is, even though B'derech Klal, and Dibur is a Lav She'en Bo Maisa, certainly when there's no Chalos whatsoever, but here, the pasuk says, "Ki lo yenake Hashem eisa shel yisra shemo lashav." What does that mean? Rashi says, "Does Rashi doesn't say?" The Gemara will see says, "Bezin shemalu einu menakim. Bezin shemalu will not forgive him. Bezin shemata, lokin will give him malchus. Umanakim." They clean him of it, and as far as the Bezin Shemata, you get Malkus. The Gemara learns out from that, even though it's on Dibur, you get Malkus. That is a Shua Shav. And that is the pasuk in, according to Rashi and the Ramban here, that is the pasuk of Lo Tisis Hashem Hashem Elokecha Shof. And the Ramban says, "Fine, just by the Hakosah, but the Rabbi is saying she also lishava b'shem hanichbad lorek nishba lo yadua lo adam l'shanos o l'kaimo." Rashi just says, "Ala eight shahu even." He said, "No, Ramban goes with the shittas of Rambam H-O-H-O-H-O-11, something that's clear and obvious, either clear and obviously true, or clear and obviously not." Now, the apostles kilo yinaka Hashem. You take a look at the Rambam parak Aleph Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam talks about what are the averos chamuros and averos kalos. One of here in parak Aleph Hilchos Tshuva. He says like this, "Umahein ha-chamuros." What are the chamuros who require a greater degree of kapara? He says, "Umahein ha-chamuros, ha-beber shechem ha-lamises bezdin, o-kores." Okay, that we know. "Ushuashov v'sheker, av-mishen bo-kores, harahein min ha-chamuros." Why? Because it says, "Kilo yinake Hashem." What is so chomer about a shvuah? We'll see in shvuah shek. What is a shvuah? Today, when you said this morning, Oleinu l'shabeah, you say, "See, look, someday, the katlilos mehei b'sefer zechel, l'havi gilulim me'aretz, v'lidim koriz ha'koreisun, the second olam b'malchus shadkai, v'chom nadyikur, v'shonachav z'koresh, g'agivit koresh, z'ed, someday everyone's going to bow to you." So what's the big deal? They'll be nishba in the shame of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what's the big deal? They shouldn't take a shulah. So what's the big deal? The answer is something. A shvuah is, I say the certain thing is true. And I give it, I can say, this is as true as the fact that it's raining outside. It's not raining outside. I use something that's a standard of truth. What's the ultimate standard of truth in the world? The Metzius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabban writes in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Sotah HaTorah, Pasuk says, "Hashem Elokim Emes, Hu Levado Emes." There's only one thing in this world that's necessarily true, the Metzius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything else is true relative to and because of the Metzius HaKadosh Baruch. So the ultimate standard of truth is the Metzius HaKadosh Baruch. So when a person takes a shvuah, he compares the truth of his statement to the ultimate standard of truth. That's the Metzius HaKadosh Baruch. Now, and if it's sheker, what have you done? What does the pasuk say? Those in shavu b'shmil hasheker, b'chilal to Hashem Hashem lokecha, ni Hashem, b'machal Hashem shamayim. You use the you used a sheker, and the standard of emes that you're comparing it to was the mitziv of HaKadosh Baruch. That's why it's menachamuros. That is where a shvuah is so critical and so important. Now, the pasuk in Kadosh. What is the shvuah shav? He says, "I used it lehevel." That's when either something obviously true or obviously false. You don't use, if you want to prove that something's true by using the ultimate standard of emes, you have to be out to prove something. There's nothing out to prove because a stick is a stone, a stone is a stick, a stone is a stone, a stick is a stone. As a stick, that's an abuse of the use of Shem HaKadosh Baruch. Number one. Says the Ramban, Hashem HaNichbot, Ma'alachina, Motzi Shem Shemayim, Levatala. So the Ramban says that also comes under here. The Rambam says it comes under Yerushalayim, and the Ramban says it comes under here. And there's a very, very big difference. whether or not, we'll see, for being motzi shem shemayim levatola, you get malchus or you don't get malchus. That we'll have to see. And is it menachamuros or not menachamuros? If you take a look in the Ramban, he says this pasuk, there is b'divrei rabosenu, and aderech hapshat. The Gemara, when it says the isur of being motzi shem shemayim levatola, we'll see, it's a Gemara in Tumura Davdal Ramar Aleph, says the yiras Hashem anich levandor, it calls it as horas asay. Apparently, and the Gemara says, there is no malchus. We'll have to see that Gemara inside, may it's Hashem. But at this point, you take a look in the Ramban here, he says that it's called two things, shvua shav, an irrelevant shvua, and number two, motzi shem shemayim levatol. Now, there's a pasuk in Kadoshim. Pasuk in Kadoshim says what? Motzi shavu bishmila sheker. Pasuk yutes yudbeis, motzi shavu. It says before, lo sashaku ish bima amisa. Do not, you do not deal falsely with people. Lo sashavu bishmi la sheker. Do not swear falsely bishmi. Be very careful. We're going to see a major machokas mishonim. Whether every shvur requires shem Hashem or every shvur doesn't require shem Hashem. Because when the lo sasei in the pasuk is what? Lo sishavu bishmi lasheker, in my name. You mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, and you say, I swear by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that XYZ is true. Okay. Now, says the Ramban here on the pasuk. Maybe it's only in the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Every Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Loshen Rashi. It's Yud Kei Vav Kei plus all the other Shem. Okay. He says, Umi, in the Ramban, Asher Yishova, B'Shem Am Yuchel, L'Sheker Yih Mechalo Shem Elokov. He's Mechalo Shem Shemayim. Okay, now. There's another Pasuk. It's a Pasuk in Vayikra. The Pasuk in Vayikra talks about various karbonas. And here it says like this. Nefesh kisechtoch. Perek hei. V'shama kol olah. Who ate? O ra o yoda, lo yagid v'nosa avona. That is shvuos ha'edus. Im lo yagid, he does not, when a person's mashbiah, and he says, v'shama kololo, where it says someone's mashbiah him to say, to testify. Im lo yagid, he refuses to testify because he says he doesn't know it, v'nosa avona. O nefesh shitiga b'chol davar tamei. That's something else. Then we get O nefesh kisishova levate b'sasayim perakei halacha pasuk dalet. This is the pasuk that we will be involved in for a good part of the year. Levate b'sasayim lahara o lehetif. Says an interesting word, levate, and the Gemara is going to discuss what levate means. So Rashi and Mishle, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Ches, levate means ledaber. But it doesn't say, oh, nefesh, kishishava, ledabe b'sfosayim. First of all, a shvur requires ledabe b'sfosayim. You have to say it. You have to spell it out. Can't think about it. It says, lohar, and Rashi says, v'lo b'lev, says Rashi here. Lohara, la'atzmo, or la'hetiv la'atzmo. Do something good to yourself or something bad to yourself. Says Rashi, don't ochal v'lo ochal. I will eat, I will not eat. Ishan, I'll go to sleep. V'lo ishan, I won't go to sleep. V'chol asher yavate, l'rabos l'sha'ava. So, there's a shu'a l'habot, lohara in the future, la'hetiv in the future. And you're talking la'atzmo, and this is going to be critical. He says, "Uchol asheyivate." That includes avar. V'nela mimeno. The avar al shu also called ele b'korban ol v'yovet from furish kan. So, what is this? This is a korban ol v'yovet. What is or achatas ol v'yovet? Achatas ol v'yovet is normally, if you do, when do you bring a achatas? If you do an Aveira for which you're chayib amazed, kareis, so if you do it b'shogeg, you're chayib achatas. What is achatas? A female goat or a female sheep? Si'iro kisva. But let's say here, it's different. So we've had three shvus edus, tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, going into the mikdash, you're eating mikdashim. So v'nela mimenu, and it's b'shogeg. Who yada v'arshem la'achas me'egla? Says Rashi, v'nela mimenu v'arval shuos. So k'ilu b'korban ol v'yored. He says, what do you do? V'hez vada, you do tshuva. V'heves hashoa. In the cave, even the kids won't see him. Lo sagia yodo desa. Let's say he can't afford it. So he brings shtei song, shnei binona, two birds. Echol lechatas v'echol olo. And what say? He can't afford that. Can't afford the two birds. Lo sasig yodo l'shtei sorum ol shnei binayona. He brings asiru sefer solo mincha. So all of the yored, it goes according to how much the person can afford. A normal chatas doesn't. It's called the chatas kavua. And this is a korban ola the yored. Goes up and down, depending on what you can afford, what you can't afford. That is for a shuas bitoy. And what do we say it is? Lahara lehetiv la'atzmo. He doesn't talk lahara lehetiv to Achayrim, or something that Achayrim will do. No, I will do something for my benefit. I will do something not for my benefit. It is, and it doesn't say something I will do for your benefit or for your detriment. I will give you $100. I will give you 1,000 shekel. I will give you, I will punch you in the face. Lahara. I will trip you. No, doesn't say that. Rashi says, Lahara la'atzmo, la'hetiv la'atzmo. What about Lahara sacherim, hatova sacherim? So far we haven't seen it. But this is, Ashua, losishavu b'shmila shoker. So only in Ashua's bitui, Lahara la'hetiv. What about in Ashua's shav? No. Ashua's shav, ala'et shu'et, ala'evin shu'evin, that's not Lahara la'hetiv. What levatel is hamitzvah? That's not lahara sahetiv. It's not chal. What about amanasha alo l'rakia? Shua shav is only malchus. In shogeg there is no korban whatsoever. This is shuas bitoy lahara lahetiv lahaba ulavar. Now we have a pasuk. This is vayikra. Now in Bamidbar we have something else. In Matos. Pasuk begins. Ish ki yodone do Hashem. Neder says Rashi. O maharei olai konom shelo ochal. I'm taking a konom. Konom, we'll see what that means. Means it has kedushas carbon. That means this object, I won't eat it, because I'm giving it the din of a kedushas carbon. O shlo e'eset dava ploni, I will not do act X. Oh, I won't throw this stone into the ocean. See, that's a very problematic thing in Rashi. Yoha afilu shen nishba. He swings from konam shlo ochal. O shlo e'eset dava ploni is not a neder, we'll see, it's a shvua. Afilu nishba shiyocha nevelos. He's going to eat nevelos and treifus. Ani kora alof kachol yotzim b'v'yasa. Tamad lo me'le'asu yisra. Le'asu samutav lo lehatir sa'osu. So Rashi says he's talking about two things, both neder and shvua, because the pasuk says yidu neder la'asham o'shava shvua. Both it has to be le'asu yisra. So how do I know that nishba levatav es ha'mitzvah is not a shvua? It's not le'asu yisra. Says Rashi. So, but we have a different losas. Say lo yachal devaro. Losas. Kamo lo yachal devar. Lo yaseh devaro chulin. Now, what does that mean? And there's a gigantic difference between lo sichovu bishmila sheker and bal yachal devaro. Lo sichovu bishmila sheker. We're talking about sheker, not about creating isurim. Here we're talking about the Torah gave me the ability to create Isur, less or Isur. Now, I'll give you an example, two examples. Take a look at the Rambam Perek Aleph Hilchos Nozir. And he says, it burns as Hareini Nozir. He becomes a Nozir. Okay. Now that's true. He's a Nozir. And he decides, wants to drink a cup of wine. So, okay. So he, over in the Lotsa, say, Yayin v'sheikha al-tesht. Do not drink Yayin v'sheikha. In a chanami. But says the Rambam, he's also over lo yachal dvaro. That's not sheker. He says, I am a nozer. I'm not saying I'm not a nozer. I'm violating the yisurei nozer. I'm a sinning nozer. So, that's not sheker. If I say something is true, it is true that I will not eat, and it's as true as the Metzius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I do eat. So I'm acting sheker. Because I said it is emes what I'm saying. I talk in terms of emes and sheker. A shvua talks in terms of emes for sheker. But now we're talking something else. Lo yachal devaro. It applies to a neder. The moment it applies to a neder, neder has nothing to do with emes for sheker. I'm creating isur. I'm lesser isur. It applies, well, maybe it applies also to shvua. We'll see. Lo yachal devaro. Let's say a person has a cow. And he decides he wants to bring this cow as a shor, a whole ox. He's going to bring us a carbon, ola on the mizbeach. And he's walking with a cow. And he gets tired along the way. Decides, why do I have to walk with a cow? I'll ride on the cow's back. Okay, wait a second. You're not allowed to ride on the cow's back. Why not? Riding on the cow's back is me'ilo. Okay? So I'm not, but I'm on the way to bring it as an ola. It's not checking that it's an ola. It's an ola. I say it is an ola. But one of the isurim of ola is I'm not allowed to use it for my private use. And riding on the shore's back means I'm using it for my private use. Says the Gemara Nidim involved in the Bays, Bal Yachal. So what is Bal Yachal? Bal Yachal means neder enables me to create isurim. It's an unbelievable koach I have to create Isurim. And the koach to create Isurim is if I violate those Isurim that Torah gave me to create, allowed me to create. That's Bal Yachal Dvaro. Says Rashi, Lo Yachal Dvaro. I violate Mecha. Lo Yasa Dvaro Chulin. I made my words chulin. Now, this is Bal Yachad Dvar. Alos Aseh. Is an Aseh. Kachol Ayotzim Yipiv Yaseh. Fulfill whatever you say. Now, there is a very, I told, and the Mar Mekomos I gave is the Ramban. The Ramban here is very, very critical. But before we get to the Ramban, let me just read a few, one or two things in the Rambam just to set it up that we'll know what we're talking about. Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Nedarim, or Aleph Hilchos Nedarim. We're getting into a whole world. I have to make sure you have the basic understanding of the terms, the ideas that we'll be working with. Perk Aleph Hilchos Nedarim Halacha Aleph. Haneder nechlak l'shtei machokos. There are two types of neder. Chelak harishon hu sheya'asu odam al atzmo dvorim hamutarim lo. Kegon. Sheyom ha'peros medina plonis asurim olai. Kol shloshim yom ololom. All the peros that come out of place X are also to me for 30 days. Omin peros, peros ha'olam, all the apples in the world. Peros elu asum, this apple in front of me. Choloshin she'eos ha'ar is a nesmat ab'shein shom shu'a klav lo oskar shem v'lokin. He doesn't, has no connection to shem Hashem, etc. Zenem ha'batore le'esur Yisrael nash. She'eesur atzvo dvarim ha'mutarim. I asur dvarim ha'mutarim. That means not that I asur nevela, no. I say the words, this is Nidre Yisr. He said, this is Nidre Hektish. If I say Harezu, this animal is an Ola, this animal is a Shlomo, this animal is a Chatos, is a Todo, is whatever Korban, the Korban Pesach, whatever Korban you're going to bring. That's Nidre Hektish. There's another, and Nidre Hektish has two types. Hare Olai. So the three basic, but there's a very big difference. In Nidre Yisra, I have to have an object that's that I ask. These payrolls, these objects. Nidre Hektish, sometimes it is, but there's also a Ned of Hare Olai. That's a separate type of Ned. Nidre Hektish and Nidre Yisra. Now, the Gemara says in Nedarim Da Beis Amud Beis, what's the difference between Neder and a Shvua? And Neder is an Issa Chefza and a Shvua is an Issa Garfa. Whatever this means. We're going to have to a long time try and understand what that Gemara in Nedarim Da Beis Amud Beis says. Let's take a look in the Ramban and Chumash here. Ishki the neder ha omer harei alai konem shlo ochen shlo esed over ploni yochal filu nishba she yochan avel korni kol yodzim v'gaset tam lama lesis tzamud v'lo lhatis otz loshen rashi loshen sifri ain okay shana aleser is yochal filu nishba lecho nevel sitrei v'shkotzer motzim korni kol yodzim v'gaset tam lama lesis es tzamud v'lo lhatis otz. The Adav has it b'shuos, but Rav hechlifo l'nedarim. He picks up Rashi on one thing. Can I take in neder on nevelos utreifus? That a person's passing by a McDonald's restaurant and he sees a cheeseburger, and he has a tremendous time to eat the cheeseburger. He decides, what am I going to do? This cheeseburger not only is it also as a cheeseburger, it's also as a neder. According to Rashi, it's not chal. Ramban says the Gemara, the Sifri is only talking about Shua, not Ned. First, he died each long years, Shai Armor Madurim, they have also Heftola. He says, it is an if it's a cheftz. So it's not chal on a dovim, kumom not nor alag shlo adabrim. I take a neder that I won't talk to you. There's no such neder. Because it's not chal on a chayf. Every neder has to be chal on a chayf. Shlo eilech, shlo isha, chuyotzman. V'kem ish dova kem, nirin advarim, shafilu b'dovar shus. If I say something, but kumva I say, it's also a dover shame b'mamish. Dover ain't a neder, shame a neder al chavetz klal, all of it's on me. I will do X. I will eat this apple. It's not chal on the apple, it's chal on me to eat the apple. Let's go to the Dornberg Marba kumva say klal. We afal pi. Here's a very important Rambam. Here's where he splits off from the Rambam. Because all Rishonim were bothered. If it's an Issur Chefetz, so how can I have Harei Olai? Imatzino b'nidre gavoa Harei Olai ol Harei Olai shalom imshami rotsu l'gavoa nishai. Now, there's a Mishnah in Kedusha. First Perek, I think it's Daf Chof Hek. That says, Amirosulik Vola Kim Sirosula Hedjit. That is, what does that mean? That means as follows. Normally, if I want to be machna something to you, I have this cup. I have this cup and I want to be machna this cup to you. You have to do a Maisa Kinyan on it. Just saying this cup belongs to you doesn't mean anything. You have to do a Maisa Kinyan. Okay. That we all know. I mean, Ross Lugvog, come see Ross Lehedger. Let's say I have something, I want to be machne it to better kabayis, and I say this object belongs to better kabayis. So, I mean, Ross Lugvog, come see Ross Lehedger. By saying that, that is a neder, it's a Hare Zula better kabayis. And Berek Habayis is Momen Hektish B'Kinyono. It belongs to Hektish. And Amiroso L'Gavo, Akim Siroso L'Hedjo. That is where we apply it. Simply. Comes along the when I say Harazu Ola, the animal is an Ola. So, question of who it belongs to, we'll see. It's Rambam Tosis. But it's Chal. What's Chal on a Kedusha Sola? What about when I say Harei Olai? Ram says a separate parsha in the Torah. Recha Shetidur. Separate parsha in the Torah. Neder applies Harei Olai in Korban. Says Ramban, no. All Neder has to be Chal on a Chifetz. So what's it Chal on? He says, in Harei Olai, it's not Chal on me. I'm not Harei Olai Loviola. I'm not Nola. Avir shematzina b'nidre gavoa harei alai ola harei alai shlom. Shamirotza l'gavoa nischa. He said, no, what did I do? Normally, in order to create a shibur on my nechosim, I have to do a maisa kinyan, that to be meshabed my nechosim. Here, no. What is it? Amirotza, the kinyan of Amira is meshabed my nechosim to an ola. That means I have all my property. And let's say, you know, this ola is going to cost me a thousand shekel. So a thousand shekel of my property is now meshubed to Mizbeach. I have a chov to Mizbeach. I first create a shibud nechasin. The Sheba Nechasim creates a chiyuv on me to see that 1,000 shekel of my property ends up on the Mizbech as an Ola. And that's where my chiyuv comes from. All, but he realized, and not so simple. Because let's say a penniless papa would say, Harei Ola, and he owns absolutely nothing in this world, not even the shirt on his back. So, is it going to be chal? Parshas, yes. It says, oh, shulchomer noeg b'nidre hektish. Neshiyesh ben chayfetz neasa lehedyot v'nitpas l'gmor l'kashe yafrish. V'fikach mishoach mishonu cholchiyuv ha-neder al nechosov. That means, what is it? I have an obligation to see that Kedushas carbon is chal on a certain object. And he said, Mishar Shirishon Cholchiv HaNed Ram Lechotzev says, and therefore, Kishe Yafish. What happens? It's a nether that's about to be chal. And I have to make sure it's chal. So the moment I say, my grandfather, Zecharon Levrocha, used to say, according to Ramban, it's Kishe Yafish. I don't have to make a separate neder. I already know dishes ola. I put it aside. I mafresh it. So the original neder is now chal on this chatos ola shlama. Shein shom chevetz klal lo betchila v'lo avol nidre bito ein lano. But chen leaser samutu lo chatos tosa ein roy lo hatskiru benedorim. Shein chol al dvar mitzvah kedvar rishos. Because the Gemara, Daf Tezayin of Aleph, says that it can be chal on a Dvar Mitzvah. How? If a person says, all the matzahs in this world, I am muda hanoah, I ase b'achila, all the matzahs in this world on Leil Pesach. Or says it's chal. Why? I personally have to eat matzahs. But the matzahs are now awesome to me. I create a situation that I can't eat the matzah I'm supposed to. Or I say, all the sukkahs in this world are awesome on me. Chol ha'advar mitzvah dvar rishus homer b'ned v'sukkah shani yosa tefillin shani meniach awesome av b'isha over ha'mitzvah say and ha'madas ishtam mitashra mishda awesome ishtam avad ha'mitzvah losa say and chol ha'makiyam losa say. I take in that this piece of Nevela is awesome. Now, immediately we're going to have to get into a problem. Wait a second. So what Rashi says is no neder to us in Nevela. Ramban says, why not? Just like there's a neder to be over on a mitzvah, there's a neder to do, to be Mekayim, a lo sase. Why? Because I'm saying I am not going to allow to do something that I'm mechuyev to do. So that's a shuas on the garf, on me. I am not allowed, I have to eat matzah, and I can't take a shua, I won't eat matzah. I have to take the lulav, I can't take a shua, I won't take the lulav. So I'm already obligated to do it. Bafilu b'kiya mitzvah sasein ucholos. Even if I want to be makayim, I say, shua, I will take a lulav. She'ilu nishba l'kayim as a mitzvah l'kim eni mischai b'mishim shua v'lo malkas l'korban. The Shari, I can say it, even though it's not chal. It's not a shvua shav. The Gemara, Daf Ches Amud Aleph in the Dorim, we spend a lot of time on that Gemara, says, on the pasuk in Tehillim, Nishbati v'akayim alishmo mishpatei chukecho. So, I will take a shvua to be makayim a mitzvah and a chanami, but don't say it's chal. So why do I need a special halacha? So it shouldn't be shvua shav. If I say, I will eat this McDonald's hamburger, which I'm not allowed to eat this McDonald's hamburger, it's levatel, it's a shvua shav, it's not chal, it's a shvach. But if I say, I will do a mitzvah, I'm doing the mimazaris myself, even though it's not chal, but I'm just doing it psychologically to mimazaris myself, it's not a shvua shav. It's not motzi shem shemayim v'lo. Okay. Yeah, Yido Neder Hashem. What does it mean, Yido Neder Hashem? Enenu kamo Hashem Nishba Hashem. Nishba, ki hu kamo Nishba Yishav Alom. She Nishba Eilu Vatzoch, I will sure Yomba Ubishmoti Shaveya. What is the apostle Ubishmoti Shaveya? You can swear in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Because we swear in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, because we compare the emes of the statement to the amita, the amitus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atzma. V'ashpiyocho b'Hashem Elokei Shemayim, kashen nishbati l'cho b'Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Shoveli b'Elokim Heima, avo meneda lo yoma yido b'Hashem, elo la Hashem, tu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ish ki yodim, neda la Hashem, tu Hashem, not b'Hashem. What is it? I'm doing it for a purpose of Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for some reason. Because the Pasuk says, Tov Asher Lo Tido Mekido Lo Teshalim. Better not take a nether. I shouldn't do it. But if it's Lashem, if it's for the purpose of Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's fine. So that's the Ramban's Medayik. That's a shuah of Ashbicha B'Hashem. Using Hashem's name as the criterion of Emes. But neder is la Hashem. Then he goes to explain it more. I'll pick up all. Now let's take a look how the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos defines this, and we'll see again certain fundamental differences between the Rambam and the Ramban there. And that is before we'll begin the Mishnah. There's the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos here. Okay, first, Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatola. The Rambam in Asay, in the very beginning. Say Dalet. Sivonu Lahamin Yeroso Yisala, to be after Yerushimayim. Pochim Imenu. Okay, what about Venokev Shem Hashem? It says, Ulai Omer Venokev Shem Hashem, Yizko Hashem Levad, Mibiltish Yevorech. I mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name not within the context of a bracha. Toma Eza Ovone Noma, Shu Oz, what is the Aveira of mentioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name not in the context of a bracha? Rambam says, because year of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaski Shmo Levatol, not to mention his name Levatol. Oysa Tshuva Shela Zos Tchiyas HaMayim Azo Kishom Ruchot Binyon Shem B'Shem L'Gom HaShil. Okay, that is close. Azharas Esehi. Because Esehi Lo Shmar Azhar. It's an Isser Aseh. It doesn't come under any Lo Aseh. It comes from Aseh of Yira. So it's an assay. The yira es Hashem, to be yore from the shame of HaKadosh Baruch. So the Ramban includes on the Lotzis Hashem al Kechel Hashav, Ramban the Yira Shemai. Okay, now that's the first. Now the Rambam says as follows. He's here. Lo sasei samach beis. Hiranu shel yishov ashu ashov. Amar yisale. Lo sis Hashem Hashem lo kechol ashov. Uishishova ala mechuyuv hametzias. Something that has to be sold, that's the opposite. Shava, Oldova, Menamno, Shame themselves. The opposite. Something that can't be, that it is. Shava, Levatel, Dvar Mitzvah, Mishpa, Aldova, Yodua. Something obvious, Lok Hashu. Something no one has any question. Shum Adam, no one has any question. That anyone I cut his throat is going to die. Not true. Everyone, it will. We all know it's true. The gam came nasa shem Hashem lashav. Loshan amishnet eizeh ushuashav nishba lashanas yadu aladom over alav zeh b'meizid loke b'shkaka potter kishar chai b'lav. There is no carbon on us. That is. Now, Mitzvah Samach Aleph. His Hiranu, and this is a very key thing we'll say. Mi Abor Al Shuaz Bitoy. If I say, I will not eat this piece of bread, and I eat the piece of bread, so my statement is Sheker. What is the Aveira, the statement or the eating? What does Rambam say? From violating the Shuaz. Averis in the eating. So it's a lav shigesh bomais. Who amoro yesal loy sovu bishmi lashaker. Lishaker, I can say, if I say achalti velo achalti in the past, I said shaker. If I say in the future, I'm acting shaker. And here in the future, it's, he says, me avor. Averis in the violating the statement. I say it is as true as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's that I will not eat this piece of bread, and I eat the piece of bread, so I'm acting sheker. I'm turning my statement into sheker. It's not igloy Muslim afraid that I said was sheker. That's very key. Nishbal in Yonim She'ev Shalom Hinasu. I have to do something I can do. Without the Torah telling me when Nishbanu al Dova Mehem Shnase or Shalonase. Chov Olenu, what is our chiyuv? The Kayim Ashnishbanu. They will see there's a mitzvah to fulfill it. He's Yonu Shalonavra Allah Shua, and not to do it. Or Shua Sorm Ezeo Shua Shek and Nishbala Hachlif. Zeo Amru and Nishba Vahachlif. I am nishba, and then I violate it. I go against it. Rats lomar shu nishba al dova, v'otsa hepech ma shu nishba al dova. Acting opposite. Kamiz ba'a b'shishim yishuas, v'masach t'tura. Gam ken shu sheki ha'avara shuas b'ikri vayg. He couldn't be more explicit than he is here. Amar shu sheki echidomi. Klom ech tiya shu sheki she'en bo maisit. He said, hoi se kavonas hamar ma kodam sham inami. Shalo ocha v'ocha. I will eat and I don't eat. So what is the violation of the shvu? The violation of the shvu is the non-eating. That's a lav shem b'maisa. Omi loki, you don't get malchus for it. And we'll see tosis in shvuas tav gimel. What about I take a shvua? I will eat this kikar. So if the day today and I don't eat it, lav shem b'maisa. What happens if I throw it in the ocean? Throw it in the fire? Oh, that's a whole other issue. Rambam doesn't get into it. Over lav zem, how you mazed loke, how you show get yakiv carbon, all of the over, tamo shabiyan, mitzazayim base, mitzazase. Zahu shuas bito, shechayovam, alzdona malchus, how she goes to carbon, all of the over, misham is barmish, der shamro, bezam mitzah, shamez, bochay malchus, em amorizemi, mashayor, sheyeshom, ovon, yitzchayovam malchus, how you shalo, how you bazot. Tishma Osi Shoma Bishum Ovon Shulchai of Malkas, Be Mashikodom, Mashigobo, Dash of Tribal Elven, Ken Oyo Maze, Malkas only for Maze, Eden Vasra, Lashogego, Onus or Hamute. He says, Enuchai Bishumpon, Lo Malkas, Lo Chorus, Koskim is his best. Tas Mitzvah Nomim, Hoya Maze, Chai of Malkas, the Mitzvah, the Chai of Carbon. Okay. So the Rambam has this is the two losses, two separate losses. Both chayiv malchus b'mezid. One is chayiv carbon b'shogeg. One is not chayiv carbon b'shogeg. Now there's another losses. Also says lo yachol devaro. Lo yachol devaro. That is a whole different thing.
Lausa say Kuf Nun Zion.
Tirono me avar amash riyamno latsmenu bedibur. Ava pishahu below shmur. Violating that which we accepted on ourselves, bedibur, even though it is without a shvua. Now, zehu hanadarim, and we're talking about nadarim. So the Rambam is telling me here in Sefer HaMitzvos that what Vayachal Devaro is talking only about nadarim. Wait a second. Let's take a pause. Ish yud nedel Hashem o yishor hashvua lo yachal devaro. What's he do with the pasuk? Never in Hilcha Shavuos does the Rambam ever mention Vayachal Devaro. This is going to be another area to explain. Shiyom Olam Shia Kach O Kach Kishayas Kach Peiros Olam Asurim Olad O Peiros Medina Zu O Malchul Yadua. I will not have a steak tonight. Oh yeah, so dog chen yom hanos ishti asuva. Chomash dom leilu on the dorm. She's in a chayv lekayim also haneder. Ubo azhar ba oba al dovahu ba moro lo yachol devaro. Everything he's talking about is nedarim. Vaper lo yased dvarim chul kloma im chiyam al afu dovah sheyekayim also. Ashen Gemara b'Shuos Amru Konamos over below Yachal Konamos. That's Nedarim er lo Yachal. Tifri Amru lo Yachal Dvar Mashu over below Yachal. Vatach Kamer Shinada Carbon v'lo Hikrivo. Ah, he says. Over lo Shalosh v'Golnu Chayv Mishum Baltaach Mishum lo Yachal Dvar Chum. Now he told me what happens if I take a Hare Olai carbon. And I don't bring the carbon. So it's not only in Isurim, it's in Bitul Haneder, even though there are no Isurim. Now he says more. The Rambam says, what I said, Nidrei Hektish, is not only Nidrei Hektish, it's all Nidrei Mitzvah. To do, to give money to any Indian stocker, base Knesset or stocker. So if you stand up and say, I'm giving the following pledge, and you do not do that, so what is it? It's Baal Yachol Devaro. And you have a deadline of Shalosh Golem for Baal Ta'acha. So the Rambam is talking here in Neder, and the Rambam has another Chiddush. It's not only violating Isurim, it's nothing to do with Sheker. It's violating Isurim or Chiyuvim that resulted from a Neder. So, and that's it. That does not necessarily imply, it doesn't talk at all about Shua. But there's an assay. With that we finish. Tivano Lakayim Kol Mashi Kibal Hashem Vemila Shvua Veneder Utstok of a Carbon. Now he says. To be Mekayim, any Shvua I said, any Neder I said, or even if it is Nidrei Tzedaka. So Rabosai, when people make a Neder to a Tzedaka, to a Beis Knesset, to a Yeshiva, to Aniyim, if you don't fulfill it, there's a Los Hasei. Oh, Bayachot Varo, and the Bitl Hasei, Kechol Yotzim B'Pivyas. So be exceedingly careful. So right now, when I have to collect all the pledges of last year's dinner, I'm on the phone.
So we'll see. So shalosh galim, wait till Sukkos, but kachol yotzim kigas. But applies to nidrei mitzvah and nidrei yisa. And there's another pasuk. Whenever I obligated myself, however that obligation came, is baru mishpnei mitzuzum komos rabim sof menachas mesachtekinim gamke. Sheshem, the dictum has odom lasus hadova shechir v'nashu echif drasma kishipo blog hadsofek mashama. Okay, so we've covered the mitzvahs. Take a look in the Ramban, which will begin next week. Well, not next week, tomorrow we mitzvah shembli neder. So the Ramban splits two separate assays, and we'll have to understand the Ramban. And after that, we will get to the Mishnah. Okay, Mirza Shembli Neder. Mekan Ahaba, the Shir will be 11:30. 11:30. I cannot say a Shir on Zoom, and not on Zoom simultaneously. If I want any interaction today, there wasn't any interaction. If I want interaction, can't be looking at a screen, looking at a tzibo simultaneously. So the kol and anyone who's coming in from the distance will have the shir at 11:30, and I'll say the shir to the bachrim and yeshiva at 12:30. Mirtz Hashem, and Mary Remaini will all be back together. And even though those who are learning from a distance, Rabbi Spiro Gavril Cohen will still be able to join us long distance, and all the shiurim will be posted on the Namechol website.
Rabbi, I have my first interaction, if we don't mind.
Go right ahead. I've been waiting. I'm getting lonely here.
I didn't want to interrupt. I just want to make sure I have it straight. Shavuos Bitui is, you say, I'm going to eat an apple today. And if you ever, if you don't eat your apple, Shavuos Shav is Eitz Shul Evan. But they're two separate things. Shavuos Bitui and Shavuos Shav. Is that right?
Shua Shav is four types of Shua Shav. Okay. A statement that is obviously true.
Right.
That I will sleep within the next week. It's obviously true, even though it's something I'm going to do. Something that is obviously not true. I will not sleep within the next week. Obviously, Sheker. I'm going to have to sleep. No matter what I do, I'm going to fall asleep. That is obviously true. Shua levatalas hamitzvah. I will eat nevelas atreifas. And something that is impossible for me to do, I will fly up to the moon.
But as opposed to shvias bitui.
Shua bitui is I will do X, I will not do X. I did X or I did not do X.
Okay, Scott.
Okay.
Rabbi?
Yes.
How exactly in the Ramban is this?
What?
Nidrei Ha'atzid work? How does Nidrei Ha'atzid work in Harei Alai in the Ramban?
Harei Alai, there are two. There's a general question. The Ramban is coming from a Gemara Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis in Kedushin, that if I have a chiyuv of carbon, it creates a shibud nechasim. So, and he has a Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Chof Hei, Amiras L'Gvarkim Siras L'Hedjad. So he said, maybe the chiyuv of carbon comes through a Maisa Kinyan that I'm doing, just like I can say, Harizula Berek Habayis, and that's Chal. So maybe I can be Meshabe by Nechas, and that creates a chiyuv. He says, no, or maybe it's a separate halacha that Ned Nidrei Hekdesh Shechal B'Kum V'Yaseh, that I obligate myself to give and to bring a carbon. He limits it at this point to carbon. The Rambam says, Harei Olai, to give money to any inyan mitzvah. But it's a separate parsha in the Torah. Nothing to do with nidrei yisr.
So unlike regular nidrei yisr, I'm repeating what you're saying. Unlike regular nidrei yisr, which needs to be attached to something, harei alai doesn't.
It's chal on me. Yeah. I have a personal obligation. If I said I will give $100,000 to the following tzedakah, so that's my personal obligation. That's midin neder. Yes.
And how does it differentiate from shua exactly?
Shua is a separate thing. That's a separate issue. Whether shua levatalas hamitzvah is not chal, for reasons we'll see. Shua lekayimas hamitzvah is a big machlokas rishonim, which we'll see. All this is mitzvah Hashem. We'll see this mitzvah Hashem bli neder and the sugya is coming up. It's not chal, it's nothing, and you get malchus for it.
Thank you, Rabbi.